Archers, 9 to 14 April 2000.
Church on Sunday. Jill and Linda have a lot to think about.
Shall we go and find Janet?
Well, it looks as if she's deep in conversation with Susan. Maybe we'd better wait a moment.
Perhaps we should.
Phil off to get the Sunday lunch ready?
Yes. Trying to make a bit of a special effort today.
Oh, someone's birthday or anniversary or something?
No, just... Well, Phil likes to cook. And when he's not playing the organ, he has the time on a Sunday.
Oh, I envy you. I wish I could persuade Robert to take up haute cuisine.
Maybe when he has more time.
You must be looking forward to Phil retiring properly. Cordon bleu at every meal.
Oh, I don't know about that. Janet and Susan are having a long conversation.
You don't think Emma Carter can be one of these teenagers causing trouble, do you?
They're not exactly causing trouble, Linda. Just hanging around a graveyard.
Well, they knocked a gravestone over.
I suppose they meant to. And Janet's getting it fixed. She's probably just talking to Susan about all the Easter arrangements.
Yeah, they are quite complicated, aren't they, all these vigils?
Only Good Friday and Easter Saturday.
It's a shame the main Easter Day service is at Darrington this year.
Yes. It's good of you to offer to help this year.
Oh, I feel I've been neglecting my parish duties recently. Look, you get home if you want to, Jill. I can let you know what she says.
No, it's all right.
I can see you're anxious to get off.
Well, it's just I don't like leaving the family alone. I mean, leaving Phil to do all the work.
Off you go, then.
Oh, another 5 minutes won't make any difference. Don't you want to get round to Grange Farm, see about buying the sideboard?
Oh, that's hardly urgent.
Clary could do with the money.
Yes. Still, there is this petition going round. Let's hope that does some good.
Let's hope so.
I'm very impressed that David's organised it.
He feels very strongly about it. Poor Clary. Having to sell her furniture.
Oh, I know. I hope it might be some comfort to her that it isn't going to strangers.
That was Jethro's sideboard. I remember it well.
So do I. I nearly bought it once before from Nelson.
Yes, I've forgotten that. When Eddie sold it to him the day after Jethro's funeral.
Apparently.
Clary was furious.
She's had a lot to put up with in that marriage. And now...
I know. Losing your home. Makes all your own problems seem petty in comparison, doesn't it?
You want some coffee, Lef?
Oh, yeah, please. Oh, something smells nice.
We're obviously in for one of Dad's specials. I wonder what bad news he wants to break this time. Maybe they've decided to sign the farm over to Elizabeth completely and cut out the middleman.
Maybe he's trying to make peace. Maybe you should try too.
Me? What can I do?
Get him to look at the situation rationally.
Yeah, what good's that when he's got Elizabeth tugging at his heartstrings? It's not fair. I'm the baby and I haven't got anything to play with.
David.
Only a Jacobean mansion and an art gallery and a tree walk and a menagerie of rare
breeds. It's not me you need to convince. It's your father.
Well, I shouldn't have to. What he's suggesting makes no sense at all. He must know that.
Remind him. Calmly. Maybe we should go through the figures again.
Morning, Dad.
Morning. Oh, I was just going to get started on the vegetables.
We were just making coffee.
But if we're in your way...
No, of course not. You carry on.
Would you like a cup?
No, thanks. Not at the moment.
Can I just get past you with this kettle?
Oh, yes, of course.
Thanks.
It's a bit chilly this morning.
Do you mean outside?
Certainly a chill wind. Oh, hello, Jill. Nice service.
We often get a bit of a cold snap about this time of year.
Yes, it was, thanks. Oh, it's nice and cosy in here. Hive of activity. Everyone helping with the lunch.
I was making coffee.
Would you like a cup?
In a minute, perhaps.
Well, if you want to help with the lunch.
No. I'm sure you've got it all well under control, like everything else. Shall we take our coffee through then, love? See what the kids are up to?
Maybe we'd better.
I'll be through in a minute.
No, there's no rush, Mum. I'm sure you and Dad have a lot to talk over. I know Ruth and I have.
What was that supposed to be?
I don't know. Oh, dear. I thought getting back to our normal Sunday routine might help.
Well, it's slightly better than yesterday. At least he's speaking to me.
There must be something we can do.
Well, I don't see what. I mean, there's nothing more I can say until I've seen Anthony on Wednesday. I've at least got to explore the possibility of Elizabeth getting something of what she wants.
I suppose so.
I mean, the only other alternative is to stick to the original plans and alienate her completely.
This is a nightmare.
Oh, I know. I've been treating the children as adults for years now, and suddenly they've gone back to being children. It's not fair. Davy's got more than me.
Elizabeth's your favourite. I know, love. It's not fair. How many times must we have heard that when they were small?
Well, we tried to be fair then, and we're trying now. You don't expect children to understand that. But David's 40 years old. He can't seriously believe I'd do anything to jeopardise the farm. It's been my life.
It's been his, too. And Elizabeth always felt left out of it, as Kenton did.
Well, I'll leave all the psychology to you, Jill. I'm just trying to find a rational solution to a practical problem.
Maybe we could take less out for our pension.
Why should we? Don't we get any reward for all the work we've put into the farm?
Well, if it would help. We're not going to enjoy our retirement very much with half of the family at each other's throats.
Well, I'll talk to Anthony. But there's really no point in going over and over this until I've seen him. And the sooner David realises that, the better.
Strong chilly out there. Dinner on.
Of course. Where you been?
Oh, just someone out to see.
You missed Ted Burns.
He came ring?
Yeah. Wasn't it nice of him? He said he were having lunch with some friends in Pennyasset, so it weren't much out of his way.
How's he getting on with Borchester land?
Good. That's why he come round special. He told them it were a matter of urgency. He made them have a special meeting with him yesterday, and he beat them down to 9.5 grand.
Still hell of a lot.
Oh, come on, you knew we'd be up for dilapidations. At least now we'll get a bit of spare cash to live off.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Oh, be a bit pleased, Eddie. Oh, he's worked really hard to get this for us.
Yeah, he's a good bloke, unlike some. 9,500.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Snell.
Hello, Clary. You did say this morning would be a good time.
Yeah, it is. Come in.
Morning, Mrs. Snell.
Morning, Eddie. How are you?
I've been better.
Mrs. Snell's come to look at the sideboard. She thinks she might like to buy it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll leave you to it, then. Bye.
Bye. Sorry about Eddie. He's got a lot on his mind at the moment.
Oh, no more than you have, Clary. I remember when Robert went bankrupt. You think you'll never get through this, but you do. You do.
Yeah.
And you will, Clary. You will. Now, about this sideboard, shall we say £300?
300? No, we're only asking 50.
Really? Well, I thought that must be a misprint, though I did think 500 was a bit steep.
I couldn't possibly take 300. Nelson only offered Eddie 50 quid.
Well, I could go down to 250, if you insist, but any less, and I'm afraid I shouldn't sleep at night.
Well, can't have that. All right, 300 it is.
Would anyone like any more?
No, thanks.
Well, we've hardly touched this pudding.
I'm not hungry.
I expect the children will finish it later. I'll get some coffee started. Get these out of the way too.
We'll do the washing up.
There's no need.
You and Phil cook the meal.
It's only fair.
Right. So the potato plant is coming tomorrow.
Yes. So what do you reckon, David?
About what?
Well, how long we shall need it. Do you think we shall be able to get it over to Tony by Thursday?
Oh, I leave an executive decision like that to you.
Going in with a cooperative was a good idea, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's the way forward.
Yeah, joining forces rather than splitting everything up. It's amazing what you can achieve when you cooperate.
Well, maybe you should try it, then.
Phil!
Well, these snide remarks aren't getting us anywhere.
Well, sorry, but it is your farm, as you keep reminding me.
It's the family's farm. I'm no happier about the way that Elizabeth has reacted than you are.
Well, then.
But we have to be fair to all of our children.
She's not been very fair to us.
All of them, except me.
David, you know that's not true.
That's what it feels like.
I've got to try and see if there's a way to satisfy everybody.
That's not very likely, though, is it?
We won't know until I've spoken to Anthony again. I'm seeing him on Wednesday.
We did know. We had a perfectly workable plan.
Elizabeth didn't think so.
What, 1 out of 4?
Well, I can't ignore her feelings any more than I can ignore yours.
It's not a question of feelings. It's a question of breaking up the farm.
David, you can't think I want that to happen. If you could just be a bit more adult about this.
Adult?
We have to work together. We have to live together.
No, we don't.
What?
We don't have to live together. The bungalow's empty. We're moving back in.
What?
You don't have to do that.
I think I do. I am not a child. And I am sick of being treated like one.
But Brookfield's your home.
Apparently not.
Listen, Dave.
Now you are being childish.
I mean, why put your family through a move when your mother and I'll be moving out in a few months anyway?
Will you, though? I mean, who knows what's going to happen now? I think it'd be easy if we weren't under the same roof while we decide. And Ruth agrees with me.
Well,
Ruth, you can't.
It's better than living in this atmosphere.
All right, all right. Perhaps he's got a point.
Oh, good. We agree on something at last.
I don't agree. We need to talk this through.
I agree with that. Look, why don't you two go through and we'll bring the coffee in and we can talk about it properly in a minute?
Yes, good idea. Come on, love.
All right, but don't be long.
Don't you ever do that again.
Well, I am sorry, love. I am very, very sorry. But I am also just about at the end of my tether. And if we have to carry on living here, well, I might say something that I really, really would regret.
I think you already have. Because if we are moving back to the bungalow, you can forget about us having another baby.
What are you doing that for? Thought you'd sold it.
I have. That's why I'm polishing it.
They bought it. Let them polish it.
I don't want Mrs. Snow to think I've neglected it.
You're always polishing that thing.
Well, not when she paid such a good price for it.
She can afford it.
Oh, I thought you'd be pleased we got a bit more money.
Why should I be pleased to see you having to sell the few bits and bobs that mean something to you?
It's all right.
No, it ain't. You don't see Jennifer Aldridge selling her furniture, do you?
Oh, come on. Can't we just forget it all for one night? It's a good film on the telly and the boys are going out.
I've got to go out later.
Have you?
So don't bother to wait up for me.
I see.
So that's all right, is it?
No, but I don't want to know anymore, Eddie. I just don't want to know.
Yes, and it's such a good idea of yours.
It'll keep.
But she's going up to Lower Loxley now. It would have been the ideal time to mention it.
You could leave a message. Ask her to ring you when she gets there.
Well, I wanted to introduce it into the conversation tactfully. Well, you know how touchy she is about this wedding.
And buttonholing her just as she was getting into her car might not have been a good idea either.
No, I suppose not. Well, shall we go back to the house then?
Oh, I ought to be getting back myself.
Okay. Well, I'll walk you to the car. You know, I think it's a really good idea, Mum. It solves all sorts of problems.
Well, some of them.
Apart from half the family not being there, you mean? Oh, I'm so disappointed in Adam.
It is a shame. But if he's busy, he's busy.
Well, he gets leave, though we never seem to see him.
I'll be fair, Jennifer. It's his very short notice.
And he wasn't very helpful about Kate.
Kenya's a big country. Just because Kate's passing through doesn't mean Adam's going to bump into her in the street.
I'm sure he could find her if he tried.
Oh, would he want to? You have to face facts, dear. Kate might not come to the wedding even if she was in the country.
Why not?
Well, she doesn't approve of marriage. At least that was my understanding.
Well, she may ring on Thursday or Friday when I've got Phoebe. I'll work on her then.
Right.
Debbie says she doesn't mind if Kate isn't there. Or Brian. She says if Brian can't be happy for her, she doesn't want him there.
She says she wants a quiet ceremony at the registry office, and you're not taking much notice of that.
But if we have the whole thing at Lower Loxley...
It might be less noticeable that her stepfather was neither at the ceremony nor the reception. Yes, that's just what I thought.
I just wanted her wedding to be special.
It will be. You know, if Lower Loxley is booked...
Oh, yes, I suppose it might be so soon after Easter.
Or Debbie just doesn't like the idea and wants to stick to the registry office, there is another alternative.
Is there?
Well, of course. I don't know why I didn't think of it before. Of course, I assumed you'd be having the reception at Home Farm till this morning.
Well, I'd like to. We can't because of Brian.
Yes, I know. But how do you think she'd feel
about... Oh, Miss Aldridge! Oh, do you know where Miss Aldridge is? Or Debbie?
Oh, Debbie's just gone out. Brian's in the farm office, I think. Whatever's the matter?
Greg sent me down. I came as fast as I could.
Well, I'm sure you did.
Just take a moment to get your breath. It can't be that urgent.
It is, Mrs. Woolley. Someone's raided the fishing lake again.
I'll wait to hear from you then. Thank you for all your help. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Oh, so you've surfaced at last.
Hello. Oh, it's not that late, is it?
It's late enough.
Oh, I didn't get back till the early hours.
I know.
Oh, I ain't got much reason to get up, have I? Ain't as if I got the cows to milk anymore. Oh, I suppose every cloud has a silver lining.
Well, there's other things you could be doing.
Yeah, and I was out doing them.
At least I didn't find a freezer full of fish staring out at me this time. I suppose that's my silver lining.
Any road, what you still doing here? Why ain't you at Bridge Farm?
Because we got a letter from the housing officer and it upset me, as you would know, if you hadn't have been dead to the world.
Oh, no. What is it now?
Well, it ain't quite as bad as I first thought. I've just been ringing him now. I couldn't settle till I got it all sorted out.
Did you get him?
Yeah.
Well, that's all right then.
No, it ain't. That's another thing you could have helped me with instead of leaving it all up to me all the time.
I can't help it if I don't know what it's about, can I? What was in the letter?
It's on the worktop over there.
Oh, yeah. Da, 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 da. Regret to inform you we have no suitable council-owned accommodation to offer you in Ambridge or its surrounding environs. Yeah, you didn't really think there would be, did you?
Yes, I did.
Where? Nothing empty on the green hasn't been for years.
I know that, but I thought maybe in another village.
Why would it be any different? Oh, any road, who wants to live round here?
How can you say that?
Easily. I don't know about you, but I'm sick of the place.
Well, I'm not, and neither's Joe. And what about William's job and Edward's school?
They'll just have to get on their bikes, won't they?
Oh, yeah, very helpful. Maybe it's a good thing you wasn't up when this come. They was that upset.
Oh, sooner they realise the score, the better. No one is going to help us.
You what? David Archer's organising that petition. He's got so many signatures on it already.
Do you really think Borchester Land's going to take any notice of that? It just makes people feel better about themselves, that's all.
I don't know how you can be so cynical.
Oh, it's facts, Chloe. It's every man for himself.
What I were facing this morning while you were snoring your head off was us being dumped in bed and breakfast. I just didn't know what to do.
Yes, you did. You rang the housing officer. So what did he have to say for himself?
Well, it won't be B&B that don't do that no more.
Well, that's summered.
Well, not much. There ain't no permanent accommodation available to fit in with their eviction day.
So what do they suggest we do? Get Borchester Land to postpone it?
Oh, Eddie. No, they'll find us something rented in the private sector.
How cost, wouldn't it?
We'll be entitled to housing benefit.
Housing benefit? Oh, wonderful. Well, that's all right then.
Now, look, you better change your tune for when the boys come home. Yeah. They was really upset. William don't know how he'll manage his job.
Well, working for the enemy.
Don't you say nothing like that to him, or I'll be getting straight back on that phone to the housing officer and I'll tell him not to bother finding nowhere for you.
There we are. In it goes.
Don't eat the spoon, Lily.
Lou, had enough.
He probably has finished. He's not as greedy as his sister. You like your banana, don't you?
She's bigger. She probably needs more.
Oh, it's great you being here to help me with this.
That's all right. I'm only sorry I missed Debbie.
Well, she had to get back to sort out this trouble at the fishing lake.
It is bad luck. Twice in 3 weeks.
Mm. Apparently William Grundy was in a real state about it, so Jennifer said when she phoned.
You don't think... No, even Eddie Grundy wouldn't be that stupid.
You had enough now, Lily? Well, that was very peaceful. She gets so impatient when she has to take turns with Freddy.
Maybe we should just feed her first.
Well, it's not very fair to Freddy. Oh, dear, it is a worry.
Something to worry about, darling.
Being fair is so hard with twins, and it's so important.
We are fair to them. I'll give Freddy a cuddle now Lily's finished, and you can cuddle her.
There we are. You have a snuggle with me.
Oh, this is nice. It's been such a frantic morning.
I know. Still, at least the builders have started now.
Yes. I've got to tell you something you won't like, though.
What's that?
I saw Julia taking a tray of tea and biscuits across to the orangery.
Oh, she wasn't, was she?
Yes, she was. And you'll have to tell Lewis to put a stop to that.
I will. The timescale's really tight. We can't have her distracting them.
Mm. Debbie thought the tree walk looked great.
And it's popular already. And now we've got the Scott Stumpy chickens arriving.
Yeah, I must take the babies out to have a look at them.
I thought she might have come out this morning.
I was trying to get hold of Dad.
No luck?
No. Ruth said he was out with the potato planter.
Well, if she said he was.
Oh, I'm sure he was out. Whether he was planting potatoes is another matter.
Oh, Lizzie. Why should she say that if he wasn't?
Because he'd be seeing his accountant and they don't want me to know, so they can get to him first.
I don't think that's very likely.
Well, at least I'm seeing our accountant tomorrow and we'll see what he has to say about it.
Yes.
Think I'm being paranoid?
Maybe just a little.
Well, they started it, discussing things behind my back.
I don't think they saw it like that.
They expected me just to go along with it, like a good little girl.
But now they know how unhappy you are, your dad's obviously prepared to change his plans.
Not if David has anything to do with it.
It is difficult with the farm.
No more difficult than this place. But you still managed to be fair to Camilla. David didn't even try.
I wish we knew what Shula thought about all this.
I have tried to get hold of her.
I know.
She's been so busy at the stables, and I've been so busy with the launch, and with these two, of course.
Of course. Well, I'm sure she'll be in touch soon.
I hope she's going to show me a bit of sisterly solidarity.
I don't know. Families.
It could be worse. At least we haven't got Debbie's problems with her wedding.
Which are?
Well, let's see. Her stepfather won't come. Her natural father can't come. Her brother can't come either. One of her half-sisters wouldn't come even if she could, and the other one isn't speaking to her because she won't let her be a bridesmaid. And her mother is so riddled with guilt about presiding over such dysfunctional family, she's coming up with wilder and wilder plans for the reception to try and make up for it.
Sounds about average these days. What kind of wild plans?
Well, she was talking about having it here when she was on the phone to me.
Well, the tree walk's free.
Oh, poor Debbie. She said the only bright spot were the witnesses. They could choose them.
So who have they chosen?
Simon's having his best friend from the university, Bondi Blanchard.
Bondi? Is he Australian, by any chance?
Yes, but apparently he's very sweet, quiet, shy, a real academic.
Rather than a real Australian.
They're not all Crocodile Dundee. I think the Bondi is the department's idea of a joke. He's from Brisbane, really.
Hilarious. Simon's not asking any more of his university friends, is he?
No. Debbie chose the other witness.
Who is it?
Me.
Oh, Lizzie. How great.
I know.
And you said you'd do it, of course.
Of course. She said it was a kind of thank you for asking them to be godparents.
That's lovely.
Yes, it quite cheered me up. I have got some nice relatives after all.
That looks tasty. Can I have a bit?
No, you can't. Make your own sandwich.
Charming.
I've got to get straight over Bridge Farm when I finish this. Take me enough time off.
Oh, hello, son.
William, what are you doing here?
I've come to ask him what he thinks he's playing at.
What are you on about?
Don't pretend you don't know our fishing lake, that's what.
Your fishing lake? Oh, I suppose you mean Brian Oldridge.
Why? What's happened?
He's raided it again.
Oh, Eddie, no, after what we said to you last time.
He don't care about that, Mum. He don't care about
nobody
but himself.
Anyone interested in what I've got to say?
If you're going to say you didn't do it.
No, I didn't.
Didn't you?
You don't believe him. You know what time he came back last night. How do you explain that? Coincidence?
I don't have to explain it. That's my business. But I didn't raid your precious lake.
Oh, you just don't care, do you? I might lose my job if Mr. Oldridge thinks I was involved.
Oh, that would be terrible, wouldn't
it? Jolly well would be. William loves that job and they think a lot of him.
And I'm the only man in the house who's bringing in a wage.
Yeah, and whose fault is that? Your precious Mr. Oldridge, that's who. If you've got any loyalty to this family...
Eddie, don't you say another word.
If I got any loyalty, I don't think I'm the one who put us out on the streets, am I?
Now, you listen here.
And I do what? Give up my job out of loyalty to you?
Yeah, some sons would.
Yeah, sons with different fathers. Give up the only chance I've got for a decent future. Because you're not going to give me one, are you?
William, that's enough.
Oh, let him say it, if that's what he thinks.
I think you can't bear to see me making something out of my life when you made a pig's ears out of yours. You're just trying to wreck things for me.
Of course he ain't. Eddie, tell him.
What's the point? He's made it obvious whose side he's on.
If it's a choice between my job and you, Dad, I'll choose the job.
Nothing like it.
Daniel says, will you come up before you... Shula, what on earth are you doing?
Me? Nothing.
Well, what's that strange smell, then?
I can't smell anything.
I know what that is.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Just say no, Shula. Just say no.
It's not what you think.
Have you been eating chocolate?
No.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Well, what's that chocolatey smell, then?
Nothing.
Yes, it is. It's chocolate.
It's not.
Then what is it, then?
It
it's a candle.
A what?
A chocolate-scented candle.
You're joking!
Oh, I know, I'm pathetic. But I noticed them when I was in Borchester on Saturday.
A chocolate-scented candle? You must be desperate.
Well, no more than you are.
Oh, you don't catch me snorting beer.
Oh, don't I? What about the last time we were round at Tim and Siobhan's and Tim offered you a bottle?
Well, I didn't drink it.
No, but you asked him if you could take the top off his.
Something to do with my hands.
Oh, I saw you sniffing it.
Completely different. I didn't spend good money on the experience. How much did that cost you?
Is Daniel settled?
Oh, yes. Just wants you to go up and say goodnight before you go out. You going to be back late?
No, I shouldn't think so. Caroline's got an early start in the morning. She's going over to Suffolk to visit Guy's grave.
Is she? Well, that's a long way to go.
Yeah, well, that was always a sore point. Anyway, I don't want to be too late either. Busy day at the stables tomorrow.
Oh, yes?
Yes, George is taking Auntie Chris on another little jaunt.
Twice in one week? They are moving into retirement mode.
Well, she went for a check-up with Tim today, and he told her she'd definitely got to do less.
Have you managed to get hold of Elizabeth?
No. I haven't even had a chance to speak to Mum since I saw her at church.
I don't suppose much has changed.
No. She was pinning her hopes on the accountant coming up with some new plan that would square the circle.
Lucky bloke. You're still all right for Friday, though? Christine hasn't forgotten about that.
Oh, no, no. I told her we needed to fetch the adoption forms from the magistrate's court.
And maybe we can pick up something else while we're in Borchester.
Oh, what?
You can show me the shop where you bought your candle. Oh. See if they've got any beer-scented ones, shall we?
William, what you doing there?
Yeah, I won't spend the evening stuck in with him. Not if you're not there.
Oh, William, I wish you'd make it up with your dad.
How can I after what he's done?
But he says he didn't.
Evening, Clary.
Oh, hello, William.
My room already, is it?
As far as I know. But there were a phone message for you. Something about tonight.
Who from?
I don't know. I didn't take it. Sid spoke to him. You'll have to ask him.
Well, I'm sure it'll keep.
No, I need to get him anyway. I think this barrel needs changing.
Don't bother on my account.
Won't be a minute, William. Don't go away.
Where could I go?
Oh, well, William. If you're at a loose end this evening, you could always come and join my class.
I don't feel much like dancing.
Neither do I, to tell you the truth. But you know what they say? The show must go on.
Why?
Good question. I sometimes wonder that myself. Takes your mind off your troubles.
I doubt it.
Or you could look at it the other way round.
Every which way is the same. No way out.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And so do a lot of country and western singers. However bad you've got it, they've always had it worst. That's some kind of comfort.
Yeah, not to me. I hate country and western music.
All right, Willie boy.
Don't beat about the bush. Give it to me straight.
Oh, no offence, Jolene. It just reminds me of me dad.
Oh, that's the way the cookie crumbles, is it?
Sid's just come in. Do you want orange juice, love?
No, I'm all right.
Willie's going to come and dance the night away with me, aren't you, hun?
Who's doing what?
Go on. You look as if you need cheering up.
Ah, all right, I'll give it a go.
Oh, Jolene, I've got a message for you.
I doubt that. Come on, William. Let's get started.
But... Right, you are. See you later, Mum.
But William, huh? Well, really, who does that woman think she is?
Oh, I don't suppose she mentioned any bride. She was just in a hurry.
I'll say. The cheek of it.
Well, I don't mind, after all.
But why should you mind?
About the message, if she knows it's not important.
Oh, I'm talking about that. Bare-faced cheek of it. She's been after Eddie all these years, got nowhere, so now she thinks she'll start on his son.
Oh, no, Clary, I don't think that's very likely.
Why not? She's always been mad. Anything in trousers, or preferably out of them.
I don't think that's fair.
Of course, now she's getting on a bit. Men her age is wise to her little tricks, so she's got to start on young lads who's too innocent to see through her. Well, she ain't having my William.
So, what would you like to do? Pop out for a drink, or should we just stay in?
Maybe you should just go home. I don't think I'm going to be very good company this evening.
Oh, don't be silly. I know how it is. Some years it just gets to you. But you were very happy.
Yes. But people didn't believe it then, and they won't believe it now.
Why, who's upset you?
Brian Aldridge. Oh, I don't think he meant to. He's just so bound up in his own troubles.
What did he say?
He was talking about Debbie getting married. You know he won't go to the wedding.
Oh, yeah. Jennifer's really upset about it.
Brian was trying to justify himself. The way my opinion should matter to him.
He's touchy about what everyone thinks of him at the moment. People are still blaming him for what happened to the Grundys.
Well, I have to stick up for him on that. I don't think it was anything to do with him.
He's obviously determined to stand by William.
Oh, that's something. So how did he upset you?
Top of his list of objections to the marriage is the age difference.
Oh, I see.
He kept banging on and on about how these May-December unions never work.
Oh.
It reminded me of what everyone said about Guy and me.
But no two people could have been happier.
Yes, I know. But he was right about one thing.
What?
If Guy had been younger, I might have had longer with him.
Not necessarily.
Oh, Shula, I'm so sorry. I didn't think.
That's all right.
No, it's not. It was selfish of me.
I understand.
Do you?
Yes. It's 4 years now, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're well over the worst. You've got on with your life. You're happy again.
Yes, usually.
And then someone makes a tactless remark, or sometimes, suddenly, for no reason at all, just out of the blue, you start thinking about what might have been.
Yes, that's it exactly. Oh, Shula, let's go and have a drink.
Are you sure?
Yes. The house seems very empty tonight.
Thanks, guys and gals. Great session. Time for a well-deserved break.
Well, William, how was that for you?
Yeah, not bad.
Told ya.
Jolene, have you got a minute?
No, I haven't.
But it's about that message.
I don't care. I'm talking to William.
That's all right. I need to get a drink.
Nice little mover. This week's after his dad.
You're not.
What? No, don't bother to tell me. Why are you talking to me anyway? I'm out of your life, aren't I?
Yes, but...
But what?
It doesn't mean we can't...
Be friends?
I don't think so. Well, I wasn't going to say that.
What then? Oh, I know. Civilized.
Something like that. We're bound to see each other.
No, we're not. You wanted me out of your life and I'm going. I'll be taking the line dancing back to the Cat and Fiddle as soon as it's convenient.
You don't have to do that.
Yes, I do. And I won't be renewing my gym membership when it runs out. I'll find somewhere else.
Oh, where? Don't be silly. You know it's the only decent gym in Borchester.
What's that matter? You don't want to see me there.
I don't mind.
I do.
We can pass the time of day.
I really cared for you, Sid.
You know how it was.
Oh, I do now. I thought you cared for me. I'd never started on this.
Jolene.
Of course, I was kidding myself. Just a bit on the side.
It wasn't like that.
Oh, don't worry, Sid. I'll stay out of your life. Now, could you please just get out of mine?
And now she's trying to get her claws into William. Can you believe it?
Are you absolutely sure about that, Clary?
She does have a very flirtatious manner.
Oh, that's a nice way of putting it. I know the signs. Someone's dumped her and she's out on the prowl. Well, she ain't having my William.
Oh, Clary, he won't give her the time of day.
Oh, I don't know. He's in a bit of a state at the moment. Right in the mood to do something daft.
Mm, it's a difficult time for all of you.
It's causing a lot of problems with him and his dad. Which is why I can do without Jolene sticking her oar in. They're having enough rows about him working for Brian Aldridge.
Oh, but Brian's very pleased with his work. I don't suppose that helps, does it?
No, but it's nice to hear.
Any more information on the housing front?
Oh, that's another thing. There ain't nowhere for us round here.
Oh, Clary, that is bad news.
Well, it is for William. He needs to be near his job. I suppose maybe Brian Aldridge might find him somewhere.
He doesn't have to. William can come and live with me.
With you?
It was just an idea Caroline had.
It's a good idea. It solves all sorts of problems.
Well, I don't know. It needs thinking through.
What is there to think about? It's a big thing taking someone into your home.
Look, I'd love to have William. And wouldn't it make things easier for you, Clary? If William and Eddie weren't under the same roof, they might get on better.
Maybe.
Well, it isn't that simple.
Sheila's worried I don't understand that teenagers need their own space.
But I do. He'd have a couple of rooms on the top floor.
I don't know what to say.
Well, let's ask the man himself. William?
Oh, hi, Caroline. Sheila. Can you get us a Coke, Mum? That line dancing's thirsty work.
Yeah, in a minute. Caroline's got something to say to you, but I want you to think about it very carefully.
William, how would you like to come and live with me?
At the Dower House?
Yes. I've got the space and you need somewhere.
Well, I expect you'd like time to think about it.
You needn't worry, I'll be in your way. There's a bedroom, a sitting room and a bathroom, all on the top floor.
A bathroom all to myself?
Yes, of course. Oh, and a box room. Maybe we could turn that into a little kitchen.
He can't cook.
You'd really let me have all that?
Of course.
Oh, we don't know where the council's going to put us yet. It might be somewhere really nice.
Yes, and it's a big step, leaving home.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, Caroline, that's great. When can I move in?
Just a minute, mate. I've only got one pair of hands.
Sid.
Jolly?
You got a minute?
Yes. Sorry, mate. You just have to get a barmaid to serve you. Oh, charming.
Sorry.
Yeah, don't mind. I'm glad you come down.
I knew we couldn't leave things away.
No, nothing's changed.
Oh, but...
It was just about the gym. I don't want there to be any misunderstandings.
The gym?
You haven't been going, have you? Since our little chat last week.
Well, no, I...
Oh, that's daft. Till I can find somewhere else, we just need to work out a rota.
A rota?
Yeah, I'll be there tomorrow, and I'll try to stick to Wednesdays in future.
Jolene.
Then you can go Thursday. Always was your day. Our day. That's all in the past.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, no, but. It's over. This is the only way I can cope. Cold turkey. Cut off all contact. That's what you want, isn't it?
Lunchtime at Brookfield, and David and Ruth are anxious to see Phil and Jill.
Could you pass the pickle?
Here you are.
Thanks.
Sorry, it's not much. It took me longer than I thought to get the hay out to the heifers.
Oh, that's all right. I don't want to be long. We need to crack on with the potatoes if we're going to get the planter over to Tony tomorrow.
I'll take a turn this afternoon, if you like.
Oh, I may as well stick at it. I presume you haven't had a chance to feed the inside cattle yet?
No. That's what I was planning to do next. What time do you think your mum and dad will be back from the accountant?
I don't know. I can't imagine what's keeping them this long. I could sum up the situation in 5 minutes.
Maybe he has come up with something new.
What, like telling Dad the winning lottery numbers?
You really don't think there's any room for manoeuvre?
No, I don't. Oh, and talking about moving, we should have a relatively quiet day tomorrow once we got the planter over to Tony's.
Oh, so. You have got to be joking. There is the small matter of packing, you know.
Well, we don't really need to do much of that, do we? Well, yeah, carry it down the lane.
Yes, we do. There'll be enough chaos as it is, if we need to do it at all.
Well, I want to be out of here by the end of the week.
But if Phil comes back with some workable new plans from Anthony...
I told you, love, don't pin your hopes on that.
Maybe this is Phil now.
Eh? Why would he be ringing? They said they were just going to come straight back. Hello, Brookfield Farm. Oh, Dad, it is you.
Told you.
No, it's just Ruth thought... Oh, I see. Yes, right. Yeah, well. OK. Right, bye. Well, that is just great.
What's the matter? What did the accountant say?
We're not going to be privileged to know yet. They feel they ought to speak to Elizabeth first.
Still not sure it's a good idea, coming to see Elizabeth first.
We had to, trust me. This fuss is about Elizabeth feeling left out.
What about David feeling left out? He was very short with me on the phone.
He isn't being left out, is he? He and Ruth are central to all these plans. Elizabeth's just on the sidelines.
Yes, of course she is. He's running the farm. When has Elizabeth ever shown any interest in it?
We should still have consulted her right from the start. That was a big mistake.
There wasn't anything to consult her about until we had some ideas to discuss.
To discuss, yes. They were just presented to her as a fait accompli.
Because they were the only sensible way forward.
Maybe. But that's the root of the trouble. You know how badly she'd react if she thought we'd been planning things with the other children behind her back.
They're not children now. Though I agree, you wouldn't know it sometimes from the way they're behaving. I mean, David moving out.
You just said that to make a point. I know Ruth doesn't want to. However loyal she was being.
Oh, look, there's Elizabeth.
Oh, and the twins. Good. Elizabeth!
Oh, hi, Mum. Dad. This is a surprise. Come see our rare breeds.
We've just been to see Anthony.
Have you?
So he came straight over to see you.
From Brookfield?
No. Straight from the accountants.
I'm honoured. Well, do you want to go back to the house?
Well, we could talk while we walk back to the house. It shouldn't take long.
Won't it? All right.
Here, let me take the pram for you.
I can manage.
I like pushing them. Then you can concentrate on what your father's saying.
Okay. Is it that complicated?
Well, I hope not. But before I say anything else, I have to tell you, Anthony's still not very happy about the idea of leaving the farm to all the family members.
I see.
In his experience, that always leads to the farm being sold up and split up. That isn't what you want, is it, Elizabeth?
No, of course not.
But he came up with an alternative idea.
Well, he tried.
That would still give you what you want without that happening.
So how about this, then? David and Ruth get the farm, the land, and you and Shula get the farmhouse. Very simple.
Well, I don't see how that would work at all. You mean we'd sell the farmhouse? What?
No, no. When Phil and I die.
Oh, Mum.
It's what all this is about, Elizabeth. There's no point in being mealy-mouthed about it.
Let me explain. Obviously, we assumed David and Ruth would be living in Brookfield then, because we'd have moved into our retirement home.
So Shula and I throw them out? Well, that'll really keep the family together.
Of course not. They'd pay you a commercial rent.
Or, if you did want to sell, you'd give them first option to buy at market prices.
And in the meantime, David and Ruth get the lot.
But they're running the farm. They're paying our pension out of it.
I know that, but my accountant still feels I should have a share in the farm as a whole.
Well, you might be surprised how little that came to.
I wouldn't want to take anything out of the farm until it became profitable again.
Yes, you may have to wait a long time for that.
Darling, we do appreciate how you feel.
It's not about how I feel either. It's about what's fair. Oh, no. Mum, give me the pram.
Shall I stay this afternoon and look after them? Then you can get on with your...
No, thanks. I'll manage. You'd better get back and break the good news to David and Ruth.
But Elizabeth!
Oh, dear.
Leave her, Jill. She's obviously in no mood to listen to reason.
No, I'm afraid not.
I'm getting really fed up with this.
Hello, Jolene.
Sid?
Yeah?
Well, what are you doing here? I told you I'd be using the gym today.
I know. I've been waiting for you.
Why?
I'm not really sure.
Oh.
I'm not going back on what I said last week.
Well, then.
But seeing you yesterday, the way you were, what you said, that couldn't be the last conversation we ever had.
I've been doing some thinking, too.
So, you will talk to me?
Yeah.
We could grab a coffee here.
It's so noisy.
No one else around, really, is it?
No.
We could talk in the car.
We've got a bit beyond that, haven't we?
Yeah, but...
I mean, I would suggest my place. I won't be home from school for another hour. But you won't want to do that.
Why not?
Well, I just thought you wouldn't be comfortable with it the way things are.
The way things are, why should it matter?
Oh, don't bother me.
Well, right then. Your place it is.
There you are. That should keep you going.
Here's Dad, Ruth.
Oh, hi, Phil. Back from Lower Loxley, then?
Yeah, just back. I haven't even been in the house yet.
Couldn't wait to break the good news, huh?
I told Dad we'd both like to hear it together. I still don't see why we can't do it over a cup of tea. Your mother's just putting the kettle on.
I haven't really finished sorting this lot out.
Yeah, and I need to get back to Bert and the potato planting. Lots to do on a farm.
Yes, thank you, David. I do know.
Yeah, you do. It's Elizabeth who seems to think we sit round counting our money all day. I get worried she might have brainwashed you.
There's no chance of that.
So, what did she think of these new ideas?
Well, let's find out what we think of them first, shall we?
All right. You'll be pleased to hear that Anton is totally against the idea of leaving the farm to all the family members.
I'd be astounded if he wasn't.
He says, as I expected, that he's never known that not to lead to the eventual sale of the farm.
Right.
Shh. So what else did he have to say?
His suggestion was that you keep the farm, but Elizabeth and Shula get the farmhouse when we die.
Brookfield? How on earth is that going to work?
Well, you'd pay them rent.
Oh. Pay them rent?
Or buy it off them.
What with? We're already having to find the extra to pay for the land. I don't hear Elizabeth offering to put her hand in her pocket and contribute to that. Then there's your pension.
Now, that money's coming out of the farm.
Which we will be running for you. And now, apparently, Elizabeth and Shula, too.
Well, I'm sorry if you find that a burden.
Of course we don't. But you must admit, Phil, Elizabeth always seems to leave our contribution out of her calculations.
Yes, and you leave mine and Jill's. I suppose we've never contributed anything.
I didn't mean that.
That's what it sounded like.
You know he didn't.
Of course I didn't. But, Dad, you're still talking about breaking up the farm, whichever way you look at it. How did you expect me to react?
Well, exactly like this, as a matter of fact.
I suppose Elizabeth jumped at it.
No, she didn't like it either.
Why on earth not? It's very generous.
She still feels entitled to take something out of the farm as a business, eventually.
Entitled? On what grounds? Here are Ruth and I slogging our guts out for the privilege of being allowed to support my sisters, both of whom are rolling in money anyway. And then, if they're very kind, they'll allow us to pay them so we can stay on in our own home.
Which you currently can't wait to move out of.
Well, do you blame me? I don't know where I am with all this anymore. I don't know where I live. I don't know how I make a living. It's all been thrown up in the air.
It's been very stressful for us, Phil.
And I love every minute of it, I suppose. I spent all my life working with your mother to build up this farm, and I was proud of it. Proud to hand it over to my children while I enjoyed a peaceful retirement. Doesn't seem much to ask.
Oh, no, Dad.
I really don't think there's much point in trying to talk about this anymore. But you think about this, David. You're not the only one whose plans are falling to pieces.
That's telling us.
Well, I've got no sympathy, I'm afraid. I mean, he should have put his foot down in the first place. If he'd just been firm with Elizabeth to start off...
Oh, I agree. But you can see it must be difficult. What about when it comes to Pip and Josh?
In the unlikely event of there being anything to hand on to them.
That's a bit bleak, isn't it?
Well, can you see any way out of this?
No, I can't. OK. I'll start packing this evening.
Fancy a coffee, then?
Well, not really, no. Well, I think we'd better get on with it.
All right.
Right. Better don't know what to say.
Maybe it wasn't such a good idea coming back here.
Why not?
Well, we've never exactly done much talking here, have we?
I suppose not. Oh, Jolene, I'm sorry.
What for?
I never meant to hurt you.
Right.
I probably still am. I shouldn't be here. I can't leave Cassie. I can't mess things up for Jamie, but...
What?
Well, when I saw you yesterday, and you were so unhappy...
You must have known I would be.
No, not really. No! Listen, I've been thinking about this. Deep down, I never really could quite believe it.
What? That I loved you? What do you think last week was all about?
I thought you'd get over it.
Well, I haven't.
I don't understand why you love me. What have I got to offer you? Any woman?
It's a mystery, innit? But there it is.
Hugh winded me yesterday, saying the only way you could get over me was never to see me again.
Well, it would be.
I never thought anyone could feel like that about me.
Well, there you go. And if that's what you want, I'll do it.
I can't leave Cathy.
I know. And I know I deserve better.
You do.
But if that's all you got to offer, I'll take it.
What?
Trying to convince myself didn't work.
Jolene.
Turns out I'd rather have a part of you than nothing at all. I love you, Sid.
Pat and Clary have come to the end of a busy day.
I think that's everything.
Yeah. Oh, no, sorry, there's a jug over here.
Oh, yeah. You always miss one, don't you? Sling it over.
No.
Thanks.
Do you want any of these dry?
No, leave them to drain. Well, get off if you like. I'll finish that.
I'll take a minute.
Oh, but I left you to cope on your own this morning.
Oh, I had Colin. Anyway, you needed to get the shop lease sorted, didn't you? When do you think you'll be able to sign the contract?
Oh, well, shouldn't be too long.
Tommy were beavering away on them seed beds. I had a word with them this morning.
Oh, he was out there. Good.
He wanted to tell me he'd signed the petition.
Did he?
Isn't it nice of him? Means a lot to us, all the support we're getting.
Yeah. I'm glad he was busy. We've got to get those vegetables in. Mm-hmm. Tony reckons it'll be a couple of years before he gets the cropping programme up to speed.
Might be some work for Eddie, then. We did talk about it.
Yeah. How are things at home?
You know.
I've just wondered. I mean, with you not being that bothered about getting back.
Not much to get back to.
Oh, Clary...
Joe's still down about us having to move out of Ambridge.
I think he is.
Eddie ain't there half the time.
Oh, he is getting work then?
Oh, he's doing summer. William is upstairs packing.
So he really is set on this move.
Can't wait.
Oh, it's hard, isn't it? Now I felt when the children left to go to college.
At least he's still in the village. And maybe it's for the best. All him and Eddie do is row.
Yeah, probably will get on better when they're not under the same roof.
Yeah, I hope so. And you can't blame him wanting to go when you see all that Caroline's got to offer.
I suppose so. I do wonder if she
knows what she's letting herself in for.
Teenage boys can be foul.
Tell me about it. Half the time I'm wishing William would stay, and the other on wishing he'd take Edward with him.
Dear, like that, is it?
Oh, he's been a right pain. Of course, he's jealous. It ain't fair. If William comes over...
Edward's much too young.
Oh, you don't say that. He really upsets me sometimes. He can't wait to see the back of us.
Oh, he doesn't mean
it. He's so restless, Pat. Don't know what to do with himself half the time.
15. It's a vile age.
And he scores!
You try to knock that over. Weren't that grace done enough for you?
I was falling down anyway. This thing's been here since 1910.
1918. It's a war memorial.
And?
God, this place is pants. Nothing ever happens.
No, you need to move to Borchester for that.
Yeah, Borchester. Center of the known universe.
At least people get it there.
Get what?
It. Like Sid Perks.
I'm sorry. Sid Perks has sex. He's an antique.
It's gospel.
So who's he at it with?
Fallon's mum.
Oh, you're joking. Who told you?
Fallon.
Don't believe what that slapper tells you.
Horse's mouth. She fancies me.
Oh, dream on. So what's she come up with this time?
She saw him. Round at hers.
Sure she hasn't got him mixed up with Leo? Well, Keanu, I expect they were there too, weren't they?
He was coming down the stairs, half-dressed.
Sid Perks goes to the bog, wow.
And so was her mum.
No change there, then. Not according to mine.
Or mine. My mum reckons Jolene's had the hearts for my dad for years.
Oh, hello.
It was better than Mr. Sidney Perks.
You reckon?
Well, at least he's got a hat with horns.
You should be on the telly.
Thanks.
Crime Watch.
Uh-huh. So, do you reckon they're at it?
At their age. Makes me one of them.
Ditto. Bell's on.
Evening, Vicar.
Hello, Emma. Edward.
Cheers, Vic.
I was just on my way to see your mum, Emma. Is she in?
I think she'll still be at the surgery. Can I give her a message?
Well, it's nothing urgent. Just a few ideas I've been thinking over. Actually, you two might be able to help me.
Us?
Well,
I've noticed you hanging around quite a bit.
Yeah?
I was just wondering whether I might be able to help you find something to fill your spare time.
Like what?
A church youth club or something.
Well, that's an idea.
That's very kind of you. But the thing is, well, with our GCSEs coming up, we've got loads and loads and loads of work to do.
Yes, that's right. Just, like, loads.
Ed and me are just having a breather before we get back to our project. Aren't we, Ed?
What?
Our history project.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, well, just a thought. See you then.
Bye.
Yep, bye. Close call.
No thanks to you. You're such a dear.
She'd have dragged us off and had us playing tambourines and praising the Lord. Don't bear thinking about. That looks like she's collared your ma.
Mum must have finished early.
Thought your olds didn't agree with women, Vickers.
Only Mum. And who cares what she thinks?
You don't care what your mum thinks? Oh, you're so hard.
Oh, shove it.
Bit louder, Em. I don't think Mummy heard you.
You are so not funny.
Bet she thinks you're home doing your homework.
She does.
She don't like you hanging around with me.
I don't like hanging around with you. I'd best get home before she sees me.
I'll see you later then.
If I can't find anything better to do.
Well, you could do your history project.
Oh, funny. You gonna be in the churchyard?
Yeah, I suppose so. There's nowhere else, is there?
Hope you don't mind me popping round, Pat.
Yeah, of course not.
Only I think I've seen just the thing for Helen's birthday present, but I wanted to check with you first.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
I noticed this in the magazine. There.
What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's lovely.
Well, it is nice, isn't it? You can't go wrong with a classic handbag. You don't think she'll find it a bit dull, though?
No. It's just the kind of thing she likes. Smart, classy, expensive. You really don't have to spend that much.
Well, it is her 21st, and, well, I was just pleased to find it. I'd left it so late. I got caught up in Debbie's wedding plans.
Oh, yes.
Well, the great thing is they stock this at Underwood's. Just hope they've got one.
Well, I'm sure she wouldn't mind waiting. I mean, she's really getting very spoilt this year. Big party on the day, and the college friends who can't come have got something planned tomorrow.
So she'll be back on Saturday?
Well, I hope so. I need some help.
Oh, sounds as though you've got everything well under control.
It's quite a business. I suppose you're used to it.
Well, I wouldn't say that. It's been a long time since I hired a marquee. Only Debbie would see sense about her wedding.
How's it going?
Well, things aren't as bad as they were. I feel a bit happier about the reception.
Oh, good.
Well, Jack's offered to hold it at Grey Gables as part of his wedding present.
Oh, that's nice of him.
Well, it was Mum's idea, really. She could see how upset I was getting. after Debbie turned down Lower Locks.
Well, I know it's hard for you, Jennifer, but if they want a quiet wedding...
Well, it didn't have to be this quiet. No Adam, no Kate, no Brian.
Well, maybe he'll change his mind when it comes to it.
Well, I'm working on him, but it's difficult. It would help if he wasn't in such a bad mood anyway.
He really does think Debbie's making a mistake.
Well, yes, but what I meant was the Grundys.
Oh, I see.
Well, it's so unfair. It really wasn't anything to do with him, and yet everyone blames him.
You can see why they might.
He feels totally isolated. Everyone's on the Grundy's side.
Not quite everyone. Helen isn't.
Isn't she?
No, she won't sign the petition.
Really?
Yeah. Tommy was telling her about it on the phone. Apparently her attitude is they're bad farmers and so what?
Oh, dear.
Ed, you here?
I'm the king of the world!
Nah.
Thought I'd tell it was your favourite film.
When I was a kid, you planned to stay there all night.
I might. You get a good view from here.
What of?
Come up and see.
No, thanks.
No head for height.
Height? You're on top of the church porch, not Mount Everest.
Oh, I bet you couldn't get up here.
I couldn't be bothered. You trying to impress me?
Yeah, you wish.
Take a bit more than scrambling up 6 foot of brickwork.
Oh, yeah, like what?
Oh, I don't know. The roof?
The roof? Lever and squeezy.
Yeah.
Sorted.
Evening, Clary. Sit around.
He's on the phone at the moment. Can I help?
Probably. I just wondered if he could pin this timetable for the Easter services on his board.
I expect so.
I see he's got all the info about the egg bowling and the simnel cake competition up there.
So why shouldn't the church get a look in?
Well, yes. Oh, I got the impression he wasn't that enthusiastic even about his own events. More Cathy's idea.
Oh, you were in the right mood. He seems to have cheered up today. That's main for you. Never know where you are with them.
Well, if you're looking for Edward, he was propping up the war memorial last time I saw him.
Was he not causing no trouble?
Oh, no, just kicking a football round, talking to Emma Carter. Oh, I just felt sorry for them. Nothing better to do.
Lord knows, Edward's got enough schoolwork.
That's what they said.
He used to be quite keen on school. Not like William, but now...
It's a difficult age. Not children anymore, but not adults either.
Yeah, you try telling them that.
Careful, Ed. He'll know you've been up there.
Don't care. Oh, wow.
All right, you've made your point. Now, come down.
Admit it, you're impressed.
Oh, give over. You'll break your neck.
No danger. Experienced mountaineer, me.
Watch out.
I'm just going to stop for a bit and get my bearings.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm sound.
Oh, it's getting dark.
I'll be all right. I'll just... Oh, what?
Oh, Ed, hang on. I'll get someone.
No!
You're stuck, you plank.
What on earth's going on, Emma?
Oh, Ed's stuck on the roof.
On the roof? Edward, are you all right?
Yeah, it's just...
He isn't. He's stuck.
Of course he isn't.
What should we do?
Right, now, run round to Glebe Cottage and ask Mrs. Hebden Lloyd for the key to the churchyard shed. There's a ladder in there.
I don't need no ladder.
Oh, Ed, shut up. I'll be as quick as I can.
Edward, do you think you can hold on where you are till Emma gets back?
Well...
Be honest.
No, I don't think I can.
Right. Don't panic. I'll just have to talk you down.
Talk me down?
Yes. I can see the footholds for you. Like there's a ledge just below your left foot.
Is there?
About 8 inches down. Don't be scared. It's quite wide. Go on. Go on, feel for it.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I got it.
Now, bring your right foot sort of diagonally across. The ledge sticks out.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. Now, that's better, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, now, take your time. The next bit's a little more tricky. But if you could...
Can I just stay here?
Well, if you could get down to the next hold, we could easily get a ladder to you.
Right.
You need to move your right hand along the ledge.
I can't let go.
Okay, Edward. Okay. Now, don't worry. You're quite safe where you are. When Emma comes back, we'll get the ladder.
I don't know if I can hang on that long. Can you tell us to get a move on?
Thank you.
good. Here you are. Breakfast all ready.
Oh, thanks.
What a feast. You didn't have to go to all this trouble.
I wanted to.
Aren't the children coming down?
Pip's still getting dressed.
Josh had a bit of a bad night, so I'm letting him sleep.
Oh, dear. What's the matter with
because
him?
Because if he's ill...
No, no, nothing like that. It's our fault. We were packing so late, we disturbed him.
Still, it's all done now, so we should be out of your hair by lunchtime.
There's no rush.
No, anyway, come on, sit down. Eat your breakfast while it's hot.
Right.
You'll have to let me know what kind of Easter eggs the children would like, Ruth. I've left it a bit late getting them this year.
Oh, there's still plenty in the shops.
Anything big and gooey will do.
But they're so complicated now. They come with games and cartoon characters and...
We'll let you know.
Thought I'd mention it. It's the sort of thing that can slip your mind when you're not living in the same house.
We're only down the lane.
I know.
Is Shula coming today?
Yes. She said she'd try and pop in on her way back from Borchester.
Oh.
They're going to the magistrate's court to pick up the adoption forms.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Have you spoken to her about these new ideas of Anthony's yet?
No. There didn't seem much point...
I think you should.
Much point in disturbing her when I knew I should be seeing her today.
So you will talk to her today, then?
Yes.
Because we really do need to sort something out, Dad.
I know.
You know, we can't go on working in this limbo.
Do you imagine I'm any happier about this situation than you are?
No, but...
I think I'd better go and see what's keeping Pip.
Yeah, I think I'll go too. She might be a bit upset.
Because you're moving today.
You know how she loves living here.
Well, you are the ones who decided to move.
I'll come with you.
David, you've hardly touched your breakfast, or you, Ruth.
Sorry, Mum.
Just not very hungry.
Well, your mother went to a lot of
trouble. Oh, leave it. It doesn't matter.
Come on in, Janet. Have a seat. Can I get you a coffee?
Oh, no, thanks. I won't stay long. I just wanted to thank you and Alistair for last night.
Oh, he's popped out on a visit, I'm afraid. But there's no need to thank us.
Oh, yes, there is. It was quite a drama.
It was, wasn't it? Is Edward all right? That was a nasty tumble.
Oh, he's fine. Tim said it was just a badly sprained ankle and a few cuts and bruises. Oh, it could have been so much worse.
It would have been if you hadn't come along. I don't think Emma would have been much help.
She was in a real state, poor girl. I suspect she egged him on.
Emma? She always seems so calm and level-headed.
Oh, they're still kids, really. I don't think he'll be hanging round there anymore, or Emma.
You told Susan and Neil, did you?
No, I didn't have to. She started pouring her heart out the minute she got through the front door. Oh, she's a good girl, really.
Yes, but...
I know it's part of a bigger problem. There's just not enough for the teenagers to do.
So what are we going to do about that?
Well, I'm working on a few ideas. I'd like to talk them over with you.
Well, that's fine, but I'm afraid now isn't a very good time.
I know. I've got a few appointments myself.
We're going to pick up the adoption forms, and then I want to drop in on Mum.
Is Jill okay? She seemed a bit distracted on Sunday.
Oh, yes. It's just, well, you know, her and Dad moving towards retirement. Life changes. They'll be fine.
There you go. That should do you for now.
Ah, you need a hand with that?
Oh, no, thanks. Nearly finished.
Well, I can take over if you like, if you want to get on with the move.
Well, Ruth sent me away, actually. She said I was distracting her.
Oh, well, I think your mother's gone to give her a hand.
No, there's no need. We can manage.
Look, there's no need for you to be so...
What?
Well, your mother's worried you won't remember the good times.
The good times?
Well, it hasn't been all bad, us sharing Brookfield, has it?
Dad... Ruth and I aren't moving out in a fit of pique, you know. But with things the way they are...
Yes, I know. We all need a bit of breathing space.
To do what?
To think things over.
Well, we don't. We know where we stand. Ruth and I were working really hard on our first set of plans.
Yes, I know you were. And I appreciate it. Well, we both do. But I had to look at alternatives once Elizabeth had raised her objections.
You offered her an alternative, and she doesn't like that either. Well, none of us do. So... where do we go from here?
Well, I think that's everything.
It looks bare now. Pip did so much to it.
She loves this house.
I know she does. I didn't want you to go. If you've changed your mind...
No, David's right. We've been put in an impossible position. You must see that.
I do, but...
Elizabeth must be pacified.
Ruth, that really isn't fair.
I'm sorry, but that's what it feels like to David.
Maybe...
But it all goes back a long way.
This is a bit more than a squabble about someone's favourite teddy.
You know what brothers and sisters are like?
Not really. At times like this, I'm glad I'm an only child.
Well, you've seen it with Pip and Josh. And when the new baby comes...
Oh, that won't be a problem.
Well, I hope not, though, if Josh is anything like David.
There's not going to be a new baby.
What?
I can't contemplate having a third child the way things are at the moment.
Not have a new baby? But you were so sure it was what you wanted.
There just isn't room for a third child in that bungalow. There's barely enough room for the four of us as it is.
But you're bound to be back in Brookfield soon. There's no need to stop trying.
Are we? You can't possibly know that. Everything's so uncertain. We don't know where we are.
It isn't as bad as that.
It is, Jill. I'm not being difficult or trying to get at you. But you and Phil have got to understand how serious this is for us. Who knows where it's going to end?
Oh, but Ruth.
We might as well start moving these downstairs. David will be here soon. And then we'll be out of your head.
Ruth, you're not!
Oh, no.
Oh, Ruth, do you know where Mum is?
In there.
Oh, Lord. In here, Shula.
Be with you in a minute, Mum. Mm. Do you want a hand with that box? It looks heavy.
No, thanks. I can manage.
Oh, those Pip's special bears. Just giving them away, surely.
We're moving. Sorry, I couldn't hear David.
Moving? Mum, what on earth's going on?
Why are Ruth and David moving? Where to?
Back to the bungalow.
But why? And why is she in such a foul mood? I could barely get a civil answer out of
because
her.
Because she... Oh,
Mum, whatever's the matter?
Oh, shoot.
Oh, Mum, don't cry. Oh, it can't be as bad as that.
It is. It is.
What happened? Have you had a row?
Not really. Oh, dear.
Oh, here's a tissue.
Thank you.
Now, you tell me all about it.
It'll take some time.
Oh, I'm listening.
Well, I suppose it started when Phil told David... he'd have to go back to Anthony to see if he could come up with any new ideas that would satisfy Elizabeth.
Oh, she's still digging her heels in?
Yes. And that was when David said he and Ruth would have to move out.
Why? Well, they might as well stay until you and Dad find a new house.
Well, they think that's all up in the air now. And they may be right.
Couldn't Anthony come up with anything?
Yes. He suggested you and Elizabeth could have Brookfield. The farmhouse, I mean.
I don't want it. I was quite happy with the way things were. You can leave me out of
this. No, darling, we can't. The whole point is that we're trying to be fair.
But I don't see how that would work at all.
Well, David and Ruth would pay rent or buy it off you.
Oh, I'm not surprised David wasn't very keen on that.
No, he wasn't.
Well, maybe there's some way he could have my half, if it'll keep Elizabeth quiet.
No point. She didn't like the idea either.
What? Well, what on earth does she want?
Some interest in the farm as a business.
But she must know that simply isn't possible.
It's what her accountant told her to ask for.
Her accountant? Oh, good Lord. She'll be calling in her lawyers next.
Oh, don't. That's my worst nightmare.
No, Mum, I was joking. Not much of a joke, I admit, but...
I don't know. Oh, the way things are going.
Oh, Mum, this is our family we're talking about. We can't fall out like...
David is so angry. And now Ruth says they won't have another baby.
What? What, like some sort of blackmail?
No, they really wanted another child. I know they did. Oh, now do you see how serious things are?
Oh, yes, I do.
I don't understand it. It seems to have come out of nowhere. Oh. Suddenly the whole family is falling apart. And I don't know what to do.
I'm sure Shula won't be long. She just wanted to pop in on her mother.
Yes, she said. So, did everything go all right at the magistrate's court?
Oh, yes, fine. Ah, but this is the easy bit. It's when the social workers start calling round I'm not looking forward to.
Oh, I'm sure there won't be any problems.
I hope not. Though, Shula did ask me if I wanted to change my mind this morning.
Did she?
Yeah. She thought I might be worried that in 10 years' time, it'd be Daniel we'd be having to rescue from the church roof.
Well, I don't think that's very likely, do you?
Oh, you never know. Shula was reminding me what a sweet child Edward used to be. Singing in the choir.
Ah, that's true. I mean, he's not a bad lad, just bored.
Shula tells me that's what you wanted to talk over.
Well, I've got some ideas, but if anything occurs to you...
Yeah, well, you might have a chat to Greg. Oh, that'll be her now. He used to be involved in youth work.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, that is useful.
You'll never believe what's going on at Brookfield. I could kill Elizabeth.
Oh, hello, Janet. You did say it was all right to call round.
Oh, yes.
What's the matter, darling?
Maybe now isn't such a good time.
To be honest with you, Janet, I don't think it is.
Oh, not a problem. I'll give you a ring later, shall I?
I'll see you out, Janet.
No, I know the way. Don't worry. Bye.
Bye, Janet. Thank you. Oh, dear, was that very rude?
Oh, fairly, but I expect she'll forgive you. Now, take a deep breath and tell me all about it.
I found Mum in tears. Actually in tears.
Good heavens. Don't think I've ever actually seen Jill cry.
No, she doesn't. Unless something's really upset her.
Well, so what's happened?
Well, David and Ruth are moving back to the bungalow.
Right.
And they're not going to have another baby.
I see.
And it's all Elizabeth's fault.
Is it?
Yes, it absolutely is. Well, I've stayed out of it long enough. Someone's got to bring her to his senses.
And I gather that's going to be you.
It most certainly is. Elizabeth started this, and she can jolly well finish it.
Don't miss the next round of The Archers on Sunday evening at 7 o'clock. The Archers was written by Mary Cutler. The agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Sean O'Connor, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.